and always nice to chat. Let's change tack now very quickly, Whitey, to the world of basketball. The NBL has had a wonderful program, the Next Star program, in the last couple of seasons. Of course, LaMelo Ball being the headline act last season for the Illawarra Hawks. He went, but they've made up a ground there, the Hawks, and been able to sign another star from the States who's going to be a part of their roster going forward. Justinian Jessop is his name, and he joins us on The Breakfast Club. Justinian, g'day.
Hey, how you doing?
Mate, we're very, very well. I'm fascinated by how all this happens, the machinations behind all this. How the hell do you end up at the Illawarra Hawks?
Well, I mean, my agent knew the owner, new owners, I guess, Brian Colangelo, and so yeah, I mean, they kind of just heard about me, so thought, you know, heard that I was looking for a team still, and yeah, I kind of just went from there. Talked to the, you know, Coach Gorgian and the owner, and really liked the situation. That's kind of how I ended up.
So when you hear about it for the first time, you get somebody first floats it across your desk, so to speak, and they say, well, how about you go and play basketball in Australia? Do you sit there and go, where the hell's Australia, or do you know a fair bit about what's happening?
No, I know where Australia is. I know kind of a little bit about the country, not too much, but yeah.
But it's a long way away, and it's not exactly the regulation route to the NBA, which I'm sure you're hoping to get through in time as well. Are there any reservations about coming down under, or is it a great opportunity? Do you see it as a great pathway, considering what LaMelo was able to do?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. And, you know, with all the stuff with the NBA draft as well, I think it's a win-win where I can, you know, still, you know, get drafted or garner NBA interest while I'm over here. And so, yeah, I think it's just a win-win overall, and that's what was appealing about it.
Did you see much of what LaMelo Ball did last year, and did that help you make a decision to come across?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was kind of big. You know, you would see highlights on, you know, Twitter and stuff of him a lot when he first got over there. So I think that definitely gave a little more insight into what the league was like. And I think it definitely made the decision a little easier to come over here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Justin, in your background. We'll get to your basketball shortly, but where you grew up and why you love basketball so much.
Yeah, so I kind of moved around a lot as a kid, mostly in the Western United States. I have three younger siblings. I'm the first person in my whole family to play Division I basketball, let alone professional basketball. So I'm kind of, you know, in new territory here, but my parents, my mom is a librarian, my dad's a museum director, so nothing like too special, but I guess that's just a little bit about me.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. And growing up, was it always basketball, or did, you know, especially with a big family, did you play a lot of other sports, and when did it sort of emerge that was something that you were really good at?
Yeah, no, it's really always been basketball. You know, just doing basketball only about fourth or fifth grade. And yeah, I just kind of went from there. You know, I just loved playing. I had great coaches growing up, and I think that was a big part of the reason why I just continued to, you know, love to play and stuff. And so, yeah, you know, it's been an awesome journey, and I'm looking forward to continuing it.
What about college basketball for you, for Justinian? At Boise State, you're a Bronco. 4 years there, you graduated there. How did you enjoy college life and the step up to college basketball, Division I basketball, as you say?
Yeah, Boise State was awesome. The city was great. You know, Coach Rice, the head coach, runs a great program, and I definitely developed a lot there, just as a player and a person, learned a lot. And yeah, it was a great 4 years. Had some good individual success, as well as some team success as well. So I had a great experience there.
Was it, obviously, the March Madness was called off at the start of the year. How big a blow was that to college hoops around the country when that wasn't able to go ahead?
Yeah, I mean, that was awful. You know, that's kind of the staple of college basketball, really. And we probably weren't going to make it, so it wasn't as big a deal for us. But, I mean, we're going to play another postseason tournament. But, I mean, yeah, it was, you know, it was tough for a lot of teams who were, you know, ready to showcase some stuff in the tournament or in whatnot.
And what are you expecting when you get here to the NBL? Obviously, we hope it all goes ahead, but the COVID situation is making it all a little bit challenging to lock down dates and the like at the moment. What are you expecting from the NBL when you do finally get here?
I mean, I'm just expecting to become a better player, better person, and looking forward to playing against some great competition. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, win a lot of games at Illawarra while I'm there. So I'm just definitely looking forward to the opportunity to develop, and I think it's going to be really good for me.
So you're a small forward. You're 6'6", which is not small at all, but you play sort of the small forward shooter position. Is that your go?
Yeah, I play the two and the three. Shooting guard, small forward, either one.
Well, it's a great opportunity for Australian basketball fans to see some great talent from the States. Again, it's a fantastic program, we reckon, the next star program in the NBL. And if we get access to players like you as part of our league, then that's good for us and hopefully really good for you as well, Justin. And I think you'll have a great time under Brian Gorgian as well, who's one of our best coaches for a long, long time in the world of basketball. Good luck to you, young man. Nice to chat to you. Nice to touch base. We look forward to spending some time with you through your time in the NBL.
Cool. Thanks for having me on.